find people do, and it's not so simple. It's quite questionable if it's mutter. The halacha I'd like to discuss with you is, many times you find people, they'll go to the Aron Kodesh, and they rest their head on the Aron Kodesh in prayer. Or they'll lean on it. Now that's front leaning. They're leaning forwards. What about when they lean in with the back? They'll lean over here on the side with the back towards the Aron Kodesh. They're listening to a shir. Sometimes it happens when you listen to a shir. It's a packed crowd. So they're standing by the Aron Kodesh. They'll lean by the Aron Kodesh. A lot of people say, yeah, most don't really do that. They're not going to lean with their back towards Aron Kodesh. But how about leaning with the frontwards to the Aron Kodesh? Right? They daven. How about when you lean? At Kriyas HaTorah, a lot of people, they're going to lean on the Aron Kodesh. How about when you daven for the Amud by Ashkenaz and they lean on the Amud? Is that mutter? Not so simple, Rabbi Yisai. It's really not that simple. It might be that all of it is not allowed. So let's go through the halacha a little bit to understand. And then we could see maybe a little bit there's room to be makel in a certain circumstance. But otherwise, it's all not mutter. So let me begin by telling you that, of course, the Sefer Torah has Kedusha, that we know. But then there's something called Tashmish Kedusha, which means something which is used for the Kedusha to hold it, to protect it. You put it inside that's called the Tashmish Kedusha. So for example, Tefillin our Kedusha, the Tefillin big is Tashmish Kedusha. So you understand that the Aron Kodesh is Tashmish Kedusha. And the Bima is Tashmish Kedusha. And in Ashkenaz, the Amud is a little bit Tashmish Kedusha because a Siddur. You're putting a Siddur on it. Not exactly a Sefer Torah. Right? This has a Sefer Torah. In Halacha, this is called Kisei Shel HaSefer Torah. When you look in Shulchan Aruch, you won't find the word Bima or Amud. It's referred to as Kisei. This is the chair. A lot of times people would think back at the old shuls, they used to have like a chair in the back of where they used to put the Sefer Torah to let it, instead of someone having to hold it the whole time. So they would have like a chair with two holes and they would put, like the old Young Israels, I think, in certain... That's not really what it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not referring to that. When it says Kisei, what's it referring to? The Bima. So we know Arayim and we know Bima. Yesterday I told you a nice chidah in the Daf HaYomi. I'll repeat it because I know you guys love a nice Daf HaYomi. Why is it called Aron? So simply it means Aron is like a box, and Aron is a something that you put something in. It's called an Aron, right? Aron shel Sfarim is something you put Sfarim into. Now we have Aron in the Torah. Yesterday we learned that it's possible you could have a minion of 9. And the Aron HaKodesh could be mitzaref. The Gemara says, no, it can't be. Why? The Chiaron Gavrahu, is it a person? So you look at the Mefarshim, say there was never a Hava Mina to count the Aron HaKodesh. You need 9, you need 9. You need 10. You can't have 9 in the Aron HaKodesh. So what was the Hava Mina? To be mitzaref HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember we have by Yaakov Avinu, by the Cherim, 9 brothers, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Hava Mina. The Hava Mina was to count Hashem for the minion. Says the Chidah, that's Aron. What's Aron? Ani, Echad, the one, is Royeh Ve'eno Nireh, Aron. That's what the Chidah says. Aron, Echad, is the one, Ani, Echad, yeah? Royeh, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was the Hava Mina. So you understand that the Aron HaKodesh is the ultimate Kedusha. And why am I telling you this? because I want you to understand the halacha. Okay, so remember, you're thinking Rabbi Wolker just did it to excite you to throw you a chida, a little red meat, so to speak, for the svardim to wake them up in the morning. That's part of it. But there's also, I want to discuss with you the significance of the difference between the Aron HaKodesh and the Bima. Okay, so again, what are we addressing? And it would be smart if you put away your phones on two reasons. One is because you should put it away anyway, if you were smart. The smartphone is to put it away. And the second, I'm still giving you a share, so let's go, right? All right. So the question is, can I lean on the Aron HaKodesh? Now, the back to the Aron HaKodesh, the only reason why I can see someone do that is a share. It's too many people and he's stuck, right? There's so many people, so you'll...
Just shove that on the floor.
That's the floor. Why are you leaving? Okay, you're leaning on the Aron HaKodesh. Okay, could be. Good, right? Because you're leaning against Aron HaKodesh. Very good. Okay. Now, I can see where someone leans forward because he's davening, right? He wants to daven for all the skulot, for parnasa, whatever you... Right? So you put your head to the Aron HaKodesh. Bima. People, when they read the Sefer Torah, they lean on the Sefer. They're tired. Sometimes long Kriyas HaTorah. Amud, guy's down for hours at the Amud, so he leans on the Amud for my Ashkenaz. Is that mutter? So let's begin by identifying that Aron HaKodesh, Bima, is Tashmishe Kedusha. Now what's the halacha in Kuf Nun Dalet? It says clearly, Tashmishe Kedusha, Kigon Tikshal Sfarim Umzuzois, Uretzuois, Filin, Svarim Shanks. Not only, it's what? The Kisei Shanais of Sevetar, I told you, is the Bima, Viloin, the curtain. Shetailin lifte Eichel, Yesh Behem Kedusha, Tzarech Legainzam, and therefore they need Geniza. So let's see a little bit what's Lamaisa the Halacha. Could you put something in the Aron HaKodesh? You want to put a sitter? You want to put something in? You want to put your tefillin in there?
But there's a separation.
Oh, there's a reason. The bottom, right? But what about if I want to put it in the top? So the halacha is the have kehisnu alzeh miroish. What do I want with this? There's a big part of the sugya that you need to infuse, and that's called Lev Betin Matne Aleihem. Since originally, when it was made, the people do it, that they lean on it and they put things in there. So it's as if when it was made lechatchila b'tanai that you could do these things.
Was made for that?
Again, since, for example, the Bima, and people know they're gonna, when they read the Torah, they're gonna lean. So it's very possible it's mutter because of Lev, Betin, Mas, Nalem, and that's the biggest controversy on this topic. Some say, what do you mean? How could you lean on a Sefer, on an Aron HaKodesh? How could you lean on the Bima? And the answer to that is, don't forget what the Bet Yosef brings. So Bet Yosef brings this, Hisnu. Every davar should be kedusha, it all depends on the Tanai. Otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to eat in the Beis Medrash. Well, why are we eating here? And the answer is, it's hitnu, they conditioned that when they made it, it will be a base medrash, and therefore it's mutter. So the question is, was that really the kavana? When you made an Aron HaKodesh, your plan was to put chamashim in there? Your plan was to put talis and tefillin, a shayfer? Sometimes they hide the shayfer in there. They don't want people to use it, so they hide it in there. And the answer is, possibly since people do it, that itself made it hitnu, that's what it's done for. Again, I want to be very clear about this. Because if you learn with this, then everything is mutter. There's no topic. The whole topic doesn't exist. Can I lean onto this? Yeah, that's what people do. And a lot took on this halacha. And that is, everything is mutter because that's accepted and people do it. And therefore, when it was made for that. While others say, who said, what do you mean? When you make the bima, you're meant to lean on it. Where does that come from? So the first thing is, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef is telling us, and that is, for Sfarim, we could say, all right, Lev Bedin Hitnu, Omnam, but that's only b'diyev. L'chadchil, it's not so simple, because I told you, this whole thing, that this was the condition, is not a simple thing. So therefore, you should not put talis and tefillin, chumashim, b'sai ha'arin. Rather, where do you put it? B'chelek ha'tachtayim. Now, what's the maila, the chelek ha'tachtayim? It was made for that. That's the whole, when you make a chelek ha'tachtayim, it's made for that. You know what the problem you have is? A lot of times, it's made to put the Tanakh in there. And I want to tell you another big topic in Lakewood. One of the biggest topics in Lakewood, Lalach, is when they put up the Bima, where do they put the scrolled Tanakh? Ashkenaz reads from a Tanakh. So you see underneath.
Some people put on the side.
Why? Because of this topic. This is the topic. Since it has Kedusha Sefer Torah, who says you can put the Tanakh there? And for that reason, you can't put a Chumash there. You know where this comes up a lot? By Simchas Torah, when they take out the Sefer Torah, they don't like the Aron Kodesh to be empty. So some people are going to put Chumashim in there. You see, when they dance on Simchas Torah in the yeshiva, sometimes they put Chumashim in there. It's not so simple you're allowed to do that. It's not so simple you're allowed to do that. Why? Chumash is lower than the...
Why do they care if it's empty?
Oh, there's something spiritual about it being empty. It's not nice if it's empty. Okay. That's a spiritual thing. Now, the only thing is, you're not 100% wrong. Why? Because sometimes, if the reason why you're doing it is for the covenant of the Sefer Torah, then you're allowed to even put a chumash there, theoretically. That's another halach. You see, that's what I'm saying. You need to understand. And why is this relevant? If I'm leaning on the Amid while I lane, so I could lane, so I could make Kriyas HaTorah, so then it becomes what? For the Sefer Torah. And many use that heter. Many use the heter is for the Sefer Torah. And therefore I'm allowed to lean. You hear? So Maridik Asugi, so let's go again. What are we addressing? Halacha L'maisa! Can I walk over now and lay my head? Can I sit on the floor Tisha B'Av with my back leaning against the ark? Can I lean on the bima? First of all, it's Tashmisha Kedusha, which means you're not allowed to use it for something else unless we use the concept of Lev Bedin Masna. Okay. Mutel Anich L'Shmira B'Soichar Nakaydish. So what happens if I want to watch my Shofar, right? So again, do people put a Shofar in there? You've seen it, right? Okay, so let me tell you something interesting. You know, when you make a lock on an urn, right? You got to carve out some of that wood to make the lock or to put an alarm system. Are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to break Tashmisha Kedusha. Are you allowed to start cutting into the art? Why are you laughing? It's a very good question. Since you're doing it for the sake of the Shmira of the Sefer Torah, you're allowed to use the Tashmisha Kedusha for itself. So this is one of the halachas he brings. You're allowed to make an alarm system. Why? You'll catch that the civitation gets stolen. And even if this means you got to carve into the wood of the Aron Kodesh, since it's for the tzairich and lachmir b'zeh, you understand? Tashmisha Kedusha could be used not for you, but for the Kedusha itself. So let's see now. Tashmisha Kedusha could be tikshul sram zubin tushul have argus nice by Sefer Torah Chumash. Right? Sefer Torah, yesh b'kedusha b'tzarchlin gaitzim. So what happens if the Aron Kodesh shehuncha by Sefer Torah after you're finished with it? Right? What are you supposed to do with it? You want to go and you want to get sell it, right? Now I'm not using it anymore for the Sefer Torah, right? So what can I do with it? Can I go now and put and use it as a bookshelf? A lot of times the Aron Kodesh is not a regular Aron Kodesh. It was a bookshelf. I had this problem when we started the shul in Lakewood. We used bookshelves. What happens? We took bookshelves, we took out the shelves. Now that it's finished, can I go back and use it now as a bookshelf? So first of all, what was my kavana? Did I plan on making Aron Kodesh, or is just... So then I definitely have Lev Bezin Hisnu. My plan was to what? Alechatchila, just to bring it back as a...
But it's temporary.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So therefore I had kavana only for a certain time. What if not? I don't know when I'm going to get the Aron Kodesh. So he says a very big chiddush. Since Lamas, it's empty now, what's it better, to stay empty or to stay with Sfarim? It's better to stay with Sfarim, so it's covered, to, you can do it. It's not a bizayin. If the to use it in a way that's bizayin would be usher. But to go and use it for something which is not a bizayin, so which we have to now, which is more bizayin? That it should stay empty? Is it better to stay a bookcase? And what is this empty bookcase? It was once an Aron Kodesh. He says it's muta. Yesh lisma chalataz.
So according to this reasoning, I can take an Aron Kodesh, and instead of being magnezit, I could take the wood and build a bima from it, even though it's...
That's what I'm getting to. That's my question. Can I go and take that? Now you know why I'm discussing this. Can I go and take the Aron Kodesh wood and go and build a bima from it?
So it depends.
So let's see. The Aron Kodesh is for the Sefer Torah. The Bema is for the Sefer Torah. So it really shouldn't be an issue. That for surely shouldn't be an issue. So a bookshelf, I can hear, right? That's the question. But then he says, the Aron Kodesh sometimes is more than the Bema.
Yeah,
you can hear that. Okay, one second. Let me stand up for you because you decided that. Okay, one second. Very okay, so let me tell you what is mechalik. It depends what type of Aron Kodesh is it. Is it an Aron Kodesh like a box that stands out of the wall? So then it's no different than the bima. What's the difference? The bima holds it this way, or the Aron Kodesh holds it as a stand up shelf. But if it's in the wall, he says it has more kedusha. It becomes like part of the Knesset, the Sefer Torah. Very big chiddush. He says Mordi chiddush. I'm going to read it for you. Yeah. He says like this, Aron Kodesh, yeah, habani b'toch hakir.
That's part of the Beit Knesset.
Yesh aymim shasal asmen akisa l'sefer Torah, you can't make a bima. She yesh by kedusha yoshim and kedusha zakisa shal sefer Torah. And that's why I told you Aron. So, remember I told you for the chida Aron? What is Aron really? It's not just a bookshelf, so to speak, to hold the sefer Torah. It's not just a bima kisei.
Part of the shul.
There's something Aron. There's something
I mean,
it's the makom hakodesh to mekodesh. It's the kachak kedushin, and possibly it's more kedusha than just the what. Okay, so let's see. For
Yeshchal, is that different? Is that because of potentially stirat bet Knesset, like you're breaking part of the shul?
I don't even know if he's referring to that. Aron Kodesh, Yeshem, Shalas, Menachis, and Shiesh, but Kedusha Yaiser. It has to be more Kedusha.
But according to the reason that it's not going to be used anyway, meaning
the difference?
It's more. It's Aron Kodesh. It's not just a bookshelf that you brought in for the Aron Kodesh. It's the Aron Kodesh.
But it sounds like this.
This would be no. This
would be regular Aron.
That's right. This would be Bima.
It's not built in.
That's right. That's Bima.
So then what's the difference?
No, see, he's telling you this. I'm not discussing that. He said, what happens if it is built into the wall? That's different because that's the Aron Kodesh.
Also, you could say that
it's a Kiddush. No, it's a more than Kiddush.
You could also say that the ones that come out of the wall are also made more temporary than the ones that are in the wall.
Is that true?
In the
this
wall.
Is made temporary.
Yeah, because you know.
It could be.
In 15 years,
you get a bigger
it.
One. You get a bigger one. The ones
you don't
in the wall.
Change it. It's part of the building.
Yesh chalkim v'sayrim, shein al kedush yaisim kedush beis haknesses.
Right. And therefore, you would be able to.
Ra'uy v'nachun shaloi li sha'en al Aron HaKodesh b'veis HaKnesses. I just told you, you're not allowed to lean against Aron Kodesh. Ulam, k'sheyesh doichi ra b'veis HaKnesses, k'moi b'eiz drasha Shabbos HaGadol. I guess in his Shabbos HaGadol drasha he had a packed crowd, or a small shul. Like, de'atcha, yesh ha'an yishanem al Aron HaKodesh, that they lean on the Aron HaKodesh, yesh lehem al mishi yismaychu b'di'evin. Why? Then it's like that's what's understood, that people got to lean against Aron Kodesh. That history. Remember the hisnu. So let's get to Lamaisa. What do I do with the Bima? So there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, today we have on the Bima a curtain. Right? We cover it. So what's the halacha of the Bima? He says the halacha of the bima is now tashmish to tashmish,
and therefore that's not a problem.
And therefore it's not a problem.
That doesn't need visa.
So what would be?
Oh, same thing with this. It's tashmish.
No, this is not tashmish. This is in the building.
No.
So one second. So what's the sugya? So he says why. He says a very interesting chiddush. So then can I lean on now on the bima? Now, if it has the covering, Yizuch can't lean on the bima anyway, right? It has the covering, you can't lean on the covering, right? Can't lean on the covering. Which is a very chiddush to Mishnah Berurah. What does he want? I'm saying, if the covering is there, so why can't I lean? He's talking about when you take off the cover. They used to, you know, a lot of shuls, they put on and take off the cover before the laning, right? And according to many achrayim, that's the reason why they do it. Why do they put an extra cover like this?
People can lean on it.
The beam is not, it becomes tashmish to tashmish. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, says, I don't agree with that. I say, even if it has a covering.
It's part of it. Part of the tashmish.
That's not what he says. He says, because sometimes, the Sefer Torah, even when it's not on the covering. I remember when they used to be Gael of the Sefer Torah, they used to take off this thing, this covering. Why? Because it got ruined. It used to get ruined. When you're mixing to find the right place, it would get ruined. So they would take it off and do it. That's what the Mishnah says. He says, Mishum she, I feel like it did tash kedush yesha for the bima, Mishum dula pa'amim. Sometimes, nois and all of us have a terrible limit pachas. The question is that the next Mishnah Berurah says sometimes doesn't make something in Kedusha. He says it clearly. They like it, have a tash makroi. Tash makroi doesn't make it. So the question is, what do you do with the steer of the Mishnah Berurah? I once told Rashaim, it could be as an answer. He liked it. This is meant for the Sefer Torah. Tash makroi is not meant for that thing, and sometimes you use it. Could be that's a very like big nafkamina, like a tablecloth. Oh, the only thing is, today, what do we have? It doesn't move. I don't know if you know, they have, when, especially in Ashkenaz, they make it that it overlaps in a way that it never moves.
So is that Tashmish? Is it Tashmish or is that Tashmish?
Then you don't have a sugya, so what, you want to take it off and lean on the bima? Where's it negeya, really? The only thing is, now you have another story. Today they put a glass on top of the thing. Okay. Yeah.
So it'll never move.
So it'll never move, right? So theoretically, you're really... No, so then you can't lean on the whole thing.
No, but it's becoming tashmish to tashmish.
Whatever it is, but you can't lean on this. This is whatever. So the cover or the glass, whatever it is. So you know what I want to say? A chiddush. I don't know if you see these rim. You see the rim? You see that rim?
Yeah.
The new beamers have that. The Ashkenaz ones also have. They have like a thing coming up a little bit. Now the reason why they do it is so the Sefer Torah shouldn't fall off. That's the real reason why it's done. The only thing is, you could start saying like this. Maybe the actual bima you can't lean on, but let's say the gabbai of the shul. Let's say,
if you add on to it,
our Sefer Torah have a covering anyway.
Your Sefer Torah have a covering.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the whole sugya. The sugya is that becomes. You want to say this rim? You have to know the sugya. I hear.
So you're saying this rim is not part of the kisei. You want to say this rim is not part of the kisei. It's only there for protection.
I'm just saying ahead to, because otherwise you really have no right to lean on this. Unless you say the svara, it's the tzairich of the kriya satira, or you have the svara of lei bezin masna. This is the tanai that people are going to lean on it. Now you're saying since we have a covered the box, maybe, so maybe it becomes tashmish. Maybe.
It?
Maybe. So what, according to you and Aaron Kaidish, is now tashmish the tashmish because it has a box? Is that where you're going with this? That's a very big chiddush.
That's where it's held. That's where it's being.
That's more than kisei. It's more than kisei.
Why is the bud?
Which was what we spoke when you weren't here. We spoke that Aaron could be a little more than kisei anyway. Shaking here, it's in a box, and the box is holding. Tell me, you never take it out of the box. You never, it never comes out of that. You roll it up, never.
Get stuck.
Only to get stuck.
Very rare.
Okay, so I'll tell you the truth. Yeah, I didn't think this angle of it. Never, I never went through it. I don't know if that box now isn't part of the Sefer Torah. It's very hard to say that that's now considered the tashmish. Because it never moves from there.
So the same thing, like you have a part of the wall.
Since it never moves, it's not the pshat, this is a Sefer Torah, and it's holding the Sefer Torah.
It's part of the Sefer Torah.
Because it never moves. You never take it out.
If somebody needs to correct it, don't take it out.
The what?
No, I'm saying something else.
I'm saying this is now the Sefer Torah.
It's not to take it out.
This is not like Ashkenaz has a thing, you take it in, you take it out, you
can't be the same thing. We kiss the Sefer Torah, you don't touch the cloth. Can't touch it.
Yes, anyway, that's not a problem. The kissing is only a minute. You know, that's not... you can't bring rayas from the kissing. It's a good question. But I could just tell you, the Mishnah Berurah makes a story out of leaning on the bima, and everyone does it. And nobody really has an answer. Why? Why is everyone doing it? Nobody knows. I'm telling you.
I just want to. I don't understand.
The Mishnah Berurah goes with this halacha that you cannot. He says it clearly. You cannot lean on a bima. He says, there's a cover. That's nothing.
Why is that nothing?
Because sometimes they take off the cover.
So when there is a cover, I should be able to lean.
When there is a cover, I'm saying, but since sometimes the cover goes off.
So
that's what he says. So you end up reading the you end up keeping the Sefer Torah. You end up keeping the Sefer Torah on the bima.
I don't understand that sugi.
Okay, that sugi is very simple. It's a contradiction with Mr. Burr himself. I mentioned this.
Yeah, I heard that.
And since he says sometimes they take off this pareiches and the Sefer Torah is on the bima, so the bima now is the Tash Mishnah Kedushas. I said, but if you look at the next Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says not like that. He says the klal is vilon. Vilon shetaylam. Hu ha-pareiches. V'hayinu l'minig ha-talam sh'ilpam ha-nichim sevet Torah leh o'yishim mechassim ha-sevet Torah v'nira sh'hoi yizeh davu matzim izmanam v'loi kein ha-vilei Tash Mishnah Kroya. It was common to have this special, I don't know if you know, a lot of times, fire to do it before they lane, what they do is they'll put another, like I'll put a talus there, right? What's the reason for that? You know what the reason for that is? Not to have the shulchan directly. Not to make the shulchan, the tashmish. Let's say you read on a table. Right? You read on a table, Simchas Torah. They take it to a table. Right? So they put a talis there. Why are they putting a talis there? Because the answer is the table is not kedusha. You don't want to make the table kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah Gra says on that, that's only akroi anyway, right? All this is all akroi. So how did the Mishnah Berurah say that the bima, that sometimes it goes on the bima without the covering, therefore it's already called the Tash Mishnah Kedusha? It's a contradiction of Mishnah Berurah. It's a little bit schwer. Unless you say a bima is a bima, and you're putting a covering to stop that. So sometimes it goes on the bima, that's enough to make it Tash Mishnah Kedusha. Okay, I went way longer than I have the time to go, but I could just tell you, it's a nice sugya, Rabbi Yisai. Not that simple that you could walk over to the Aron Kodesh and lean your head on it. It's not that simple. Unless you say the general rule is what's done is mutter. Now, usually that's not a heter, right?
The parochah is not a tashmish.
I just want you to hear that. The parochah is something else.
Maybe I can lean on the parochah.
Maybe the parochah.
Because you never take it off.
That could be. Because the parochah would be tashmish. It would be the second one. That's possible. The parochah will get. The truth is, they talk about the parochah separately, even though it was brought down here, vilon. Vilon shetayil fnei eichel yeshmem kedusha.
Yeah, so it's maybe tashrus and tashrus.
I know, but it seems like it's all the same thing. The vilon, so you have to know there's no doors, there is doors. Huh?
You can't lean on the kriten. It's going to end up being that you're leaning on the...
Okay, so that's what I said by the bima. Isn't that the same swar of the bima? You end up leaning on the bima. Bottom line is, when somebody comes and tells you, everyone does it! So you'll know. Why is that not a heter? Yes, it is. You know where it is?
Based in Hista.
In the Bismedrish. Remember that. Remember that rule. When someone says, everyone does it, is that a reason to do it? Yeah, in Kedusha's based Knesset, yeah. Yes, it is. It's a reason to do it. Now, not everybody goes with that general across the board, lay bez and masna. Not everybody agrees. But Shabura is not going with all that. Shabura gives each thing, you have to know why it's mutter. And according to him, you can't lean on a bima. Unless you say the svara, it's l'tzayrich, the kriyas ha-tayra. So let's say after davening, when people start to schmooze, and they're leaning on the bima, and they're schmoozing, I don't know what the heter for that is, unless you say again, either lay bez and mas, that people do it.
Or we have this. Right?
Or you come and say that the schmoozing, chelik of the davening. Maybe the what?
No,
that means you can't even.
Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen, amen. Shut it!